Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to conclude the ninth Mishnah, the third Perek of Maseches Erevin, and begin the fourth Perek of Maseches Erevin. So we've been talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So now the Mishnah talks about how this affects Tefillah. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer, Ha'over l'fnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Hashanah Omer. If you're davening for an amud on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so you should say, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu es yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, im hayom im l'machar, that Hashem should strengthen us on this Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or tomorrow. Meaning, if Rosh Chodesh is today, give us strength today. If it's tomorrow, then give us strength tomorrow. Ulamachar hu omer im hayom im emesh. And on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you should also hedge your lashon and say, give us strength on Rosh Chodesh either today or yesterday. And you should say the same thing for Rosh Hashanah itself. So he's making 2 points. First of all, that we do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and that you have to make it clear that only one of these days is actually Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise the tefillah would look like it's mechzi kishikra. It looks like a person is telling a lie in his tefillah. V'lohod l'cham. The Chacham disagreed, because again the Chacham hold that Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned separately. It's Yom Hazikaron incorporates Rosh Chodesh as well, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, and also you don't have to say whether today or tomorrow, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Aricha, Yom Arichta. It's one long day of Kedusha. So now we move on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. So now we're going to talk about if you're outside of a city or you're outside of your Tchum Shabbos, so what do you do? Misho Tzi'u Ovdei Chavim. Let's say one was forced out of the city by Ovdei Chavim. They grabbed him and they took him out of his Tchum. O Ruach Ra'a, or he just wandered out and he was, you know, going, he's a little, you know, deranged or whatever, he lost his mind and he just wandered outside of the tchum. Ein lo ela arba amos. So then he's limited. Once he comes to, he's limited to the 4 amos that he's in right now. Hichziru ki ilu lo yatza. If they bring him back into the tchum, then he still has the full range of that tchum. It's as if he never left in the first place. Halichu li aracheres. If they bring him to a different city which has its own tchum, nasnu badir obesahar, or they put him in some sort of enclosed area, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Omrim, Mahalich Eskula, that he can go throughout that entire city or throughout that entire enclosed area. He's not limited to 4 amos. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ein lo ela 4 amos. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva say that he is limited to only those 4 amos because he's different than a person who started Shabbos in those locations, who's allowed to go throughout the whole area. He started Shabbos outside of the tchum of these locations. So a similar story. Maisa Shabo mi Parnd. Tanoim came from a city called Pardisin, and the ship arrived right before Shabbos, but before they had a chance to get off, the boat, Shabbos already started. So v'fligus finasam bayam, and the ship was taken out to sea, where the tchum, you know, beyond the tchum of the city, Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hilchu es kulus. Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah walked throughout the entire ship, because it's an enclosed area, and if you're taken outside of tchum, into an enclosed area, you can go throughout the entire enclosure. But Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, lo zazam arba amos. Rabbi Shuv and Rabbi Kiva limited themselves to the 4 amos from where they were standing on the ship. Sheratzu l'hachmir alatzon, because they wanted to be more machmir, to be choshish for the shita, that even if you're brought out into an enclosed area, you can never go more than 4 amos from where you are. The reason they say chmir alatzon, not just that they held this way, is because when the ship is moving, it's a totally different halacha. You're allowed to walk throughout a moving ship because with each passing moment, you're carried by the ship to a new place. So wherever you're going, every second you have a new dalet amos that you can walk. But they were extra machmer themselves as if the ship was standing in one place. So to review what we learned today, the ninth mishnah of the third parak told us that if you're davening for an amud on Rosh Hashanah, two chidushim of Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. Number one is that you mention Rosh Chodesh explicitly, and number two is that you have to make a tenai in your tefillah that Hashem hachlitzeinu, if today is really Rosh Chodesh, then get today. If tomorrow is really Rosh Chodesh, then tomorrow. And then the same on the second day, today or yesterday. And the Chum didn't agree to that. They said that Rosh Chodesh does not get mentioned in tefillah, and you don't have to like hedge your lashon in your tefillah. Then Mishnah Aleph, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if a person is taken outside of his tchum, so he only has Dalit Amos within which to walk, but if they bring him back into his tchum, he's back to his original range. However, if they brought him to a different city outside of his tchum, or to an area that's enclosed, so then you have a machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you can go throughout the entire area, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva say that no, even if you're brought to an enclosed area, you're limited to your Dalet Amos. And we had a Maisa that these four Tanayim were on a boat, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were comfortable being brought, and once they were brought outside of the tchum on the boat, they were comfortable walking the entire range of the boat, whereas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua were machmir on themselves to only go within Dalet Amos, even though we pointed out in the Ikra Din, even they agreed that they would have been able to go throughout the entire boat because the boat was moving, but because when it's stationary, they're machmir, they decided to take this as a chumrah upon themselves. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis.